from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump's lawyers will continue to question the former publisher of the National Enquirer when the former president's New York hush money trial resumes tomorrow morning. ABC's Olivia Rubin in court.
Trump does appear focused on the testimony that his old friend David Pecker is giving, especially when he is recounting some of the specific conversations that he personally had with Donald Trump or with his attorney, Michael Cohen. David Pecker testified in one instance about talking to Trump directly about Michael Cohen. That seems something Trump was interested in.
As he exited the courtroom, Mr. Trump remarked on another case he's involved in, the federal election interference case, which is before the Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments on the former president's claim that he can't be tried for anything that he did while he was in office.
I hope it was made clear that a president has to have immunity. You don't have a president, or at most you can say it would be a ceremonial president.
But several of the justices made clear they were looking past Mr. Trump's example to what that decision could mean for the future of the presidency. We're hearing from Harvey Weinstein's accusers now that the film producer's sex crimes conviction has been overturned in New York. Among them, actress Ashley Judd.
This is what it's like to be a woman in America, living with male entitlement to our bodies.
Weinstein's attorney, Arthur Adala.
We are relieved. Everyone's like, are you happy? Of course, we worked very, very hard.
The Manhattan DA's office says it'll do everything that it can to retry the case. Another college campus encampment of pro-Palestinian protesters, this one at UCLA. The University of Southern California, meanwhile, has canceled its main stage graduation ceremony as protests continue on campus. More than 90 protesters arrested today. USC quarterback Caleb Williams expected to be the first pick in the NFL drafts tonight. You're listening to ABC News. Ukraine's using the long-range ballistic missiles provided by the U.S.
Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov bluntly says of the move, the U.S. is now directly involved in the conflict by increasing the range of the weapon systems it already supplies. But this, he believes, will not fundamentally change the outcome of Russia's special military operation. It will, however, he says, cause more problems for Ukraine itself.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers. Economic growth in the first quarter was slower than expected.
Reflecting an economy under pressure from high interest rates, U.S. growth slowed sharply to 1.6% last quarter, according to the Commerce Department's GDP report, which measures the economy's total output of goods and services. Thursday's report showing the economy slowed drastically from the final 3 months of 2023, when growth was at 3.4%. The economic slowdown, the result of high interest rates that are taking a toll on borrowing and spending as the Fed continues to try and rein in inflation. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Net neutrality is on again. The FCC restoring rules that prevent internet providers from favoring sites and apps, basically treating all internet traffic equally. Net neutrality was issued under the Obama administration, repealed under the Trump administration, and reimposed under the Biden administration. Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.